B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
So, Jersey City's Newport Center Mall was the center of a social media storm over the weekend as online protesters alleged a possible active shooter situation, but it turned out to be a malfunctioning popcorn machine.
Oh, no. I could see where you might confuse that.
It was on Saturday around 3:30. The first of 9 calls were made to Jersey City Police Department about a possible active shooter situation at the 3-level mall near the downtown area. Social media users began warning people to stay away from the 41-acre Newport property filled with over 130 retail stores. It said, one poster said, if you're in Jersey City, don't go around Newport Mall. City spokeswoman said, police quickly determined it was a malfunctioning popcorn machine. The mall was not evacuated, but rather people panicked and fled on their own. In less than 5 minutes, police officers responded. Investigators determined almost immediately that the calls were shots fired were actually unfounded.
They sent detectives from the concessions division.
And they took care of it. Right away. Let's see. Shyla Rodden, the victim of a horrific roller coaster accident Sunday in Australia, had walked onto the track to retrieve a cell phone, a video posted to social media.
Man.
And it gets even worse. Okay, so Rodden is in critical condition at Royal Melbourne Hospital after she walked onto the roller coaster track, the Royal Melbourne show on Sunday night, and was struck by the coaster. She was trying to retrieve a dropped phone from beneath the track when she was struck and dragged 25 feet into the air before falling. She had just learn to walk again after a horrific car crash last year.
What the hell?
An eyewitness who unintentionally captured the moment of the girl being struck by the roller coaster said he hasn't slept since after being left traumatized by the incident. The coaster was traveling at more than 40 miles an hour. Jordan, the man, said that he was filming the roller coaster as his sister and partner who were in the front came around the loop. The Rodden family, meanwhile, said that she suffered horrific injuries, including several broken bones and brain damage.
How did she gain access to the roller coaster track?
I don't know what kind of a coaster this was and why one would be able to walk into the track area. I have no idea. But in January of last year, she was ejected from her car after it ran into a truck and a car and was reported that she was not wearing a seatbelt in that incident. Wow, that's terrible. The Spartanburg, South Carolina County Sheriff's Office is investigating after a quick draw competition that never goes well.
No.
Between friends turned deadly. Deputies were called to render aid to a shooting victim at a home. James Turner and Raylan Hamilton, both 21 years old, have been friends since middle school. Both were gun enthusiasts and had done a quick draw to see who was fastest approximately 14 times on the night of the deadly shooting. On the 15th time, Turner said he accidentally chambered a round from the clip into his gun due to muscle memory and pulled the trigger. Hamilton died from a single gunshot wound. Turner.
Were they drinking by any chance?
You know what? It didn't say in this particular story, but, you know, who knows?
Jesus.
Turner and a family member gave consent statements about the incident, and deputies say physical evidence corroborated their accounts. I don't know why you would even have a magazine in.
No.
If you're going to do this type of thing. The solicitor's office determined there was probable cause to charge Turner with involuntary manslaughter. All right. This story is out of Manila, the Philippines. A mathematics professor on Monday said it is highly unlikely, but not completely impossible, for 433 bettors to have won the jackpot prize in the Grand Lotto on Saturday night.
433?
Yeah. University of Philippines Institute of Mathematics professor Dr. Guido David said that there are 29 million combinations for the 6 digits needed to win the lotto jackpot. This means that if a person bets on all 29 million combinations, he is expected to win once. What is unusual, however, is that so many people got the right combination. The expert noted, however, that he backs calls for an investigation into what happened.
Yeah.
Senators have called for an investigation of the lotto draw's results. So
seems feasible.
Yeah, 433.
I think the only thing feasible would be
if these were all numbers that, like, meant something to somebody and they weren't, like, quick picks.
Even then.
You remember the lost lottery numbers? That happened a couple of times because people would bet them when that series was on.
Right.
And every now and then, that would actually hit. So people wouldn't win the entire lottery because they had to share it with everybody else who was betting the same numbers that they came up and
won.
Do
you remember the most that won at once because of that?
No.
I'm curious,
yeah.
And, okay, so I have two
stories. Probably 400.
I have two stories that kind of tie together, and you guys will see this, okay? In California, a young scared coyote scurried into a middle school and hid out in the bathroom Monday until an officer was able to safely remove the animal. Video released by Riverside County Animal Services show the male coyote, believed to be about 9 months old, hiding in the stall of the school bathroom. I know, it's when they show it, too, it's pretty cute.
Mom poop.
As the officer approaches, the animal looks away and tries to hide behind the toilet.
I'm not here. You can't see me.
Animal control officer Will Luna lasso the coyote and release him into open land far from the school. Staff members found the coyote on campus, and it ran away from them, fleeing and hiding in the school bathroom. Staff members said that they had seen the coyote around the school property in recent weeks, and they even nicknamed him Wiley. As Luna released Wiley into the wilderness, he can be heard wishing the animal good luck. Now, on the heels of that, this is a story I had from last week that I never got to. The Arizona State Parks Twitter account showed a scenario right out of an episode of Looney Tunes. The Twitter account tweeted out a photo of a roadrunner perched in the passenger seat of a Ranger's truck at the Lost Dutchman State Park in Arizona.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
The bird appeared to be staring out the windshield, presumably checking to make sure that the coast was clear before scurrying back into the desert. No word on if Ranger Jackie aided the bird's escape. And you know what? The Roadrunner looks a lot like the cartoon version.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool-looking birds.
I saw some Roadrunners in the parking lot of a gas station in Amarillo, Texas.
Were they filling up?
They were not filling up. No. They were taken off. They were just... but I've seen them before.
Yeah.
But Kyle and Jackie were just... They were like, no way!
Roadrunner! Dude, all right. I was in Arizona one time, Casey, and I saw one as well, and I was camping, and there were a bunch of French tourists that were near me, and they were trying to, I speak a little bit of French, but they were trying to ask me what it was, and so Steve, eventually I just had to go, meep, meep. I knew exactly what I was saying. Looney Tunes is a universal language.
Yeah, that's great. I love it. Can they fly at all?
I don't think so.
I don't think they can, like, but they are obviously brisk, runners.
Penguins and so on that,
flying birds. Only when necessary.
By the way, the quintessential falling off the cliff body concussion is from the Roadrunner cartoons, the one they always play.
So, Nick, kind of like a turkey, they can probably fly short distances.
I mean, they can book a flight.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
All right.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A woman has discovered her boyfriend cheating on her after accessing a secret function on her Amazon Alexa.
Uh-huh.
Jessica Lohman took to TikTok on Saturday to reveal that the speaker saves all voice recordings, which can subsequently be retrieved on a computer browser. So she captioned the video saying, "So this is how I caught my ex cheating. I didn't even know that Alexa stored this stuff." The clip shows the jilted brunette accessing her voice history before scrolling down to a suspicious recording captured by the device on September 17th. She subsequently plays the audio, which features a woman of female voice asking the speaker to play a specific song. And Lohman then plays a second recording captured just 1 minute later, which features the voice of her boyfriend asking Alexa to turn the track up louder.
So the woman was in her house?
Yes. So the recordings prove the woman was inside Lohman's home with her boyfriend, leaving the TikToker to conclude that her man must have been cheating.
Play some Shania Twain.
In a second video, Lohman revealed that she has since dumped her.
Let's go, girls.
She has dumped her boyfriend.
Turning around my own word.
And that she has dumped him and declared, "And just like that, I was single." Lohman is now urging other women to access their own Alexa voice history to see what's been going on inside their homes while they're away.
By the way, they say that you can have them, you can ask them to erase that or to clear it. I don't know the specifics of it or whether you're the fact that you're allowed to do it yourself. But a lot of people get really freaked out about that and will manually erase all that audio.
Mm-hmm. Especially if they're cheating on something.
Absolutely.
In the house, yeah. A petition to feature the late Steve Irwin on the new Australian $5 bills has emerged online.
I think that's a good idea.
I do, too. Petitioners Vincent Wu and Kirby Miles are behind the move and have listed the petition on the Australian Parliament House website. It reads, "There is no one more vital to the Australian culture and identity than Steve Irwin. The death of Queen Elizabeth II and the proclamation of King Charles III raises an important question about the future of Australian currency."
Have a look at these!
There is no one more vital to the Australian culture and identity than Steve Irwin. Steve is beloved by all who and has become synonymous with the Australian values we hold so dearly, it says. He epitomized the spirit of mateship. He deeply loved the Australian wildlife, working hard towards conservation and education, and perhaps most importantly, he's just a good bloke.
He's just a good bloke,
they said.
Still can't believe the way he died.
I know.
I mean, here's a guy who would routinely spoon with crocodiles.
Yeah.
And this, it was a stingray.
Yep. We had a chance to talk to him one time. He was just a nice guy.
Great.
And I had asked him, I said, "How many times have you been bit by a snake?" He said, "Not one time."
Yeah.
That's because he said he was very careful, but.
You're very naughty.
Mm-hmm. I do miss that guy. It was a great show.
It was great.
A Florida man was arrested after kidnapping his girlfriend's one-year-old boy, leading police on a chase before using the child as a human shield outside of a McDonald's last week. The sheriff's office responded to a home regarding a report of a possible child abduction. The boyfriend of the child's mother, Brandon Lehner, had abducted the one-year-old while armed with a handgun and driving with the child on his lap as he left the residence. Deputies found Lehner shortly after driving recklessly through medians and speeding on the parkway and attempted to pull him over. The 27-year-old did not comply to the traffic stop and instead fled east, driving through oncoming traffic before turning into a McDonald's parking lot in a shopping center. He exited his vehicle with the one-year-old in his arms, using the child as a human shield and refusing to listen to police commands to put the child down. Following a brief standoff, they deployed a taser, and they got him. They rescued the child, and they knocked him down. He attempted to flee and resist arrest, but a canine and taser brought him under control, and he was placed in handcuffs. So,
and they scooped up the kid quickly. They did a great job.
He was charged with kidnapping, using a minor as a shield, resisting with violence, child neglect, fleeing and eluding, and reckless driving.
And as screwing up the drive-thru.
As well. Yeah. That, too. Get out of the drive-thru,
man.
Dude. Let's see here. We have time for another one. Let's go with this one. A food delivery drone operated by delivery company Wing landed on an overhead power line in Brisbane, Australia, and caught on fire.
Tell me what, Wingy.
As a result, the network was shut down by energy firm Energex and to respond to the incident, leaving thousands without power. Some 2,000 individuals were left without electricity for around 45 minutes. 300 customers had no power for 3 hours. The drone landed on top of 11,000 volts.
Yes, I ordered a Vegemite sandwich and it's not here yet.
And while it didn't take out power, there was voltage tracking across the drone and the drone caught fire and fell to the ground.
So why do I think this is going to be happening a lot?
A spokesperson for Wing told the publication that the drone made a precautionary controlled landing yesterday and came to a rest on an overhead power line. Company said that it then reported the incident to Energex 2 hours later. During retrieval process, there was a power outage in the area. The meal was still hot inside, by the way.
Of course it was.
Of the drone's delivery box.
Got hit by lightning.
When the crew got there. So there's that. It has good insulation. And that is what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.